Our guest on this part of the program this morning is Rebecca Lobina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Barry. Always a pleasure.
It's just great to have you here, and it's nice to start out the week with you. We usually talk with you on a Thursday, but we had necessary schedule changes, and so we're glad that we could accommodate this and have you in here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So you've got your topic today. It has to do with financial performance indicators, or maybe a way of looking at business and looking at money and making sure they're both together.
Right, exactly. Business and money, right? That's the whole concept here. This is the capitalism United States, right?
Yep.
So I wanted to talk about just some general concepts about money and finances when it comes to business. Things that seem simple or seem logical, but not everyone is doing them. So, you know, I read recently what gets measured gets managed, and I think that's very true.
Yes.
And so if you're not measuring it, then how are you exactly really managing it, right? How do you know if you're making real progress? And so I wanted to talk about the key performance indicators, or KPIs. And so those relate to all kinds of things within a business. But essentially, a KPI, or key performance indicator, is a metric that helps to measure the progress toward whatever your strategic goals are. And best practice is that, you know, you don't have more than three overarching strategic goals that you're focusing on for the year. And of those three goals, ideally, you wouldn't have more than three KPIs for each one of those goals. Now, that's the overarching goal, kind of at the top of the food chain, if you will. And but, you know, in certain departments or something in a slightly low, you know, like a medium-sized company, you may have KPIs within the department that are separate from the overarching KPIs.
Okay, so when I think about that, I think, okay, just as a very basic thing, I want to make money.
Yeah.
So, and I want to make a profit so I can stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just too high of an overarching goal, or did you drill down from there?
You do. Both of those, Barry. You drill down from there, yes. So, of course, you know, you're going to have your profitability key performance indicators, right? You do have to make money to stay in business. That's just a fact. Even if you're a nonprofit, you still have to have enough money to pay payroll or do your programs, right? If you run out of money, you're out. You're done. And so it's not necessarily about greed or anything like that, but in order to accomplish whatever your goals or mission is, then you have to have money to do that. So definitely there's the profitability KPIs, but there's also different other kinds of key performance indicators. There's efficiency KPIs, there's value KPIs, and then, of course, the profitability that we just talked about. And there's more than that, but those are some of the more common ones. And so, you know, if you have a KPI, it gives you focus, it gives you something to measure, it gives you something to, make data-driven decisions on. And I love data-driven decisions. I'm all about data. When you have numbers in front of you that say this is how we did last month or last quarter or last year, and this is how we're performing on those same measures this year or this quarter or this week, whatever it is that you're measuring, that helps you to focus in on what it is you're trying to accomplish and figure out if you are actually accomplishing it. Are you improving or staying the same, or are things not working out? Do you need to pivot?
Mm-hmm. So having the data is vital. You've got to have a reason for doing something you're doing.
Yes.
Other than maybe your gut instinct, which might be something you rely on when you get started,
mm-hmm.
but maybe you shouldn't. There should be more to it than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if your goal with your business is, you know, I just want to make people's lives happier, you know, whatever it is, okay, great. how do you know you're doing that? How do you know that you're accomplishing your mission? Like definitively, how do you really know that? And how are you taking steps to improve that or do better at that? And so there are things that you can do, like customer experience KPIs. So those are key performance indicators on what the customer's experience is, you know, like satisfaction ratings from surveys that you send out to your customers, or what's your response time, you know, if people have, let's say you're in IT and people have issues, you know, what's your average ticket resolve time and things like that. It really does make a difference. And so if that's part of what your quality goal is or your mission is, then that's something you should be measuring so that you can manage it.
Mm-hmm. So again, that goes back to what you said in the beginning. I wrote it down just because it made so much sense, even though it seems so simple. But what gets measured gets managed.
Yes, yes.
And that's just seems really profound to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying at the top of the hour. You know, it's like, this seems very logical. It seems very simple. It is, but people aren't doing it. That's the thing. I mean, you have large companies, of course, out there who have 100 employees or better, and they are actually measuring these things. But you know, if you have 2 or 3 employees or 10, you can still have these KPIs in place so that you grow your business. You know, you add to the amount of employment that's out there. You know, you create jobs, you help with economic development, you grow your business and, you know, whatever your mission is. So
what would be the reason why so many businesses don't pay this kind of attention to these KPIs?
I would say because a lot of folks don't have a strategic goal in mind other than, I am, you know, I'm making some money, I'm paying my bills, I'm doing okay, you know, and whatever I'm doing is working, so let's just keep on doing it. And I mean, that's not wrong, of course, but if you wanted to ever grow beyond that point that you're at now, it generally doesn't happen organically. It happens when you have intention behind it.
Mm-hmm. So again, what gets measured gets managed, and
yeah.
And what gets managed maybe can grow and become more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just going along, I mean, I'm doing okay. I'm paying the bills. I'm making a profit. What if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think a lot of people feel
yes,
that way.
Yes, yes,
you know?
Sure.
And there's
sure.
a certain wisdom to that.
There is.
But maybe it doesn't give you the whole picture.
It doesn't give you the whole picture. So, for example, there are a lot of folks out there who they're like, okay, I'm making money because this is my profit and loss statement. That's what most small business owners are familiar with when it comes to financial statements. And so they look at, okay, here's my revenue. Here's all my expenses. This says I made X amount of dollars, you know, on this statement. This profit and loss statement says, you know, I have a whatever it is, $30,000 profit this month or this quarter or what have you. And they're like, but I don't have $30,000 in the bank. So how does that mesh, right? Like how do you reconcile that? And that comes with understanding that not all of your actual money out, money in is shown on your profit and loss. You'd think it would be, but I don't make these rules. Accountants do. And so somebody made these up a long time ago. And so like your cash flow statement will really show how much cash is going in and going out. So for example, a loan payment. So when you receive a loan for whatever it is, let's say you get a loan for 10 grand, that money doesn't show up as revenue on your profit and loss statement, but it is cash that comes in. And so it shows up on a cash flow statement as financing cash in to the business, cash into the business. And then when you make a payment on that loan, again, that does not show up on your profit and loss as an expense. I mean, it is an expense to your business, but it's not on your profit and loss statement. Your loan payments show up on your cash flow statement. So it's cash that goes out for financing, to pay for financing. But again, not shown on your profit and loss statement. So it's things like that that can make a P&L, for those who don't understand the differences in the different reports, it makes it a lot easier to understand. Once you understand those reports and how to read them, then you're like, all right, well, my cash flow says I should only have about $5,000 in the bank, not $30,000 based upon my profit and loss because I made all these loan payments and whatever. And so then that makes more sense. And so that's how you can reconcile that information. But again, if you're not measuring that from quarter to quarter or month to month or whatever, then you're not going to see that difference and you're not going to be able to manage it until you fully understand it.
If you're in business right now and you're doing the things you need to do just to kind of stay even or a little bit ahead, and you're kind of sensing, you know, I could probably do better than this, but I don't know where to turn. I started this business and I am doing okay. I don't know where to get more information about how to do better, how to read that next statement that I might need.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you go for that?
So that's where we come in with the Missouri Small Business Development Centers. And we're all across the state. Actually, SBDCs are all across the country. SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center. And so, because we're funded by the SBA, the Small Business Administration, with matching funds from usually a university or an economic development arm. And so that's what we do. Our whole entire goal is to educate the business owner, to help them make informed decisions about their business so that they can grow it and be more successful.
And this just tells, right there, just as a kind of a side note, that tells you how important small business is, that that there would be this much focus on trying to help businesses succeed,
mm-hmm.
Because successful businesses make for a successful economy, and we need a successful economy for all of us to live the kind of life we want to live.
Yeah, if you look around, you'll see so many small businesses that are out there, from, you know, an individual who's like a plumber working for himself with no employees to, you know, smaller businesses that employ 10, 20, 30 people. And those businesses are just as vital, if not more so, than the really huge, large ones that are out there. They are vital as well. I mean, all of them play an important role in our economy. But when you talk to, you know, 9 out of 10 folks, they're working for the small guy, not the big guy.
Mm-hmm. And as a result, it's the small businesses that are most likely over time to have the positive changes, or unfortunately, the negative changes,
mm-hmm.
that can affect the whole economy.
Yeah, absolutely. And those small business owners who employ people, all of them that I've talked to, their concern is of those employees. They really are concerned about the employees. And when you, the term grow your own, when you grow your own, whether that's teachers or small businesses or whatever it is, when you do that, those small businesses that do grow, if they grow here in Northwest Missouri, they tend to stay here in Northwest Missouri as they get larger and larger and larger, and they don't headquarter somewhere else. You know, they stay put because this is where they have their roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is where they have the roots. This is where they have the most employees,
mm-hmm.
And this is where they like to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep them.
We do want to keep them, for sure.
And keep them healthy.
Yes, and keep them healthy. And that's where the SBDC comes in.
Our guest is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Despite the connection with Northwest, and you've had that connection for a long time,
mm-hmm.
your office, is right here in St. Joseph.
It is. It's inside the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce. Very nicely centrally located for all the businesses around. Yes, I am here, but I serve 9 counties throughout Northwest Missouri, all the way up to the Iowa line.
Okay, and what is your phone number?
816-364-4105.
Okay, and the services that the SBDC offers to businesses are free, and there's a lot of different kind of services you can offer.
Yes, we don't charge for the services because of how we're funded with grant funding through the SBA and matching funding from Northwest Missouri State University. And the services we offer are everything from, I had a guy call it one time, cradle to grave. So Steve Holt out in Chillicothe called it that. I liked it. But basically from the feasibility of an idea for your business to starting your business, growing your business, finding financing, managing your business, all the way to selling your business, moving on to that next step in life, or buying a business even. So we offer all kinds of services and even assistance with like exporting to help you grow your business, or with government contracting to help, again, to help you grow your business.
Another thing that you have mentioned before is market research. Mm-hmm. You have an enormous database.
We do.
Of market research.
We do. And I'm one of those folks that some of the other SBDC offices actually reach out to to get that market research for them. So I'm what they call a super user, power user, or something like that. We do. We have access to that at our fingertips, and it's really good information. Sometimes it can seem a little overwhelming. You might get an 8-page report, but there's only like 3 pieces of facts on there that really are helpful to you. So I'll highlight those and send them to you. Like, check out page 2, So it's just as important to understand why the data is important and how it's useful, not just to have it.
Yeah. Okay. So again, you'd mentioned this earlier, but what gets measured gets managed. And sometimes just having a little bit more information about your underlying financials can make a huge difference in how you run your business.
Absolutely. And so we were talking about key performance indicators, or KPIs, and I wanted to touch on what a couple of those actually are. The efficiency KPIs, that has to do with how, obviously how efficient your business is, right? And a couple of those are like your inventory turnover rate, your accounts receivables turnover, things like that would look towards your efficiency. And then there's some stuff if you're in manufacturing or producing a product of some sort or another. A lot of times when I say manufacturing, I clarify by saying producing a product, because when people think manufacturing, they think big companies, and that's not what I'm talking about. Because if you make salsa at home, you're a manufacturer. Because you are producing a product, you're mm-hmm. putting things together. So just, if you make candles or whatever, that's considered manufacturing. So just keep that in mind. It's not always the top of mind manufacturer that you may be thinking about. So when it comes to efficiency anyway. So there's things like waste and, cycle time and things like that.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to, I could tell you have a question or something.
Yeah, no, I just was keeping an eye on the time here. Sure. We're down to about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure that we get everything in that you wanted to get in on this topic, and then any other events that are coming up.
Yes, I did want to mention an event for sure. And so next Monday, the 25th, from noon to 1, we are having our monthly women's leadership meeting. That is open to the public. There is no charge to attend. You don't have to be a member of anything or whatever to come. It is completely open to the public. And the topic is women and wealth. So it is women's leadership, and women and wealth is the topic. And we have Gertsema Wealth Advisors. Christina from Gertsema Wealth Advisors is going to be there, and they're actually providing lunch too. So they're providing lunch, and again, there's no charge to attend. And so they're going to address the fact that, women a lot of times are the caretakers and care providers for, people in their family, and how that plays a role in, wealth for yourself, but also wealth for, helping those people that you're taking care of, and their wealth as well, and securing that, among other things.
And where will it be?
It will be held at the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce, and we just ask that you RSVP, and you can go on the Chamber of Commerce's website to do that.
All right. Great. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you, Barry.